When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he said thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for your Lord are good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks.
Just welcome up Chris Lee, who was church warden with me for a few years, and ex-army captain, and he's coming to talk to us for a few minutes anyway.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you to our readers as well. Beautiful job. Right, get my notes up. Remembrance, it's not a word that we use very much, is it? It sort of comes around once a year. But it's defined as remembering and showing respect for someone who has died or something which has happened and being thankful. And as we heard in our first reading, Jesus said to his disciples, Do this in remembrance of me. Now, this Remembrance Day, I'm not glorifying war. I am, in a way, mourning it because it is a breakdown of communications so often. I'd like to introduce you, if I may, to three members of my family. This is Christopher Francis Aidan Lee. He was the older son of my grandfather by his second wife, born in June 1893. When war broke out, he signed up, joined the Nottingham Hussars, which was a local regiment. He served at Gallipoli, was casavacked, he became ill, was casavacked back to England. He joined the newly formed Flying Corps, and you can see on his chest there, he has the aviator's wings. He was wounded in aerial combat over France. His commanding officer wrote of him that he was a good pilot and a gallant fellow. He came back to England to recover from his wounds, and on the 16th of March 1918, he was taking part in an exhibition flight with some other people in Sopwith camels. And unfortunately, as he came in to land at Croydon Airport, something went wrong and he crashed into a building, killing himself, aged just 24. The next person I'd like to introduce you to is Maurice Aidan Lee. That was Christopher's younger brother. He was born on the 5th of August 1895. He signed up to the East Kent and Lincolnshire Regiment, and he joined them on the front line in France on the 28th of October 1914. He was killed just 5 days later, aged 19. And I have here a letter which was written to my great-grandfather by one of the members of his regiment. It says, Dear sir, by the time this reaches you, you will have heard, no doubt, of your son's death. As you will probably hear no detail from the authorities, I will give you as many as would be allowed. The Lincolns advanced during the night to a position which proved to be extremely precarious, and at daybreak, owing to the enemy's rifle and artillery fire, we were forced to retire. I was speaking to your son only a few minutes before the fatal retirement began. He was quite calm and cheerful, and jokingly asked me if I was enjoying myself. Very shortly afterwards, we retired, and on reforming, it was found that he was missing. Later on, the stretcher bearer found his body. He had been shot through the heart. Evidently, he had not considered himself, but had turned to help his men. Personally, I feel his death very keenly, for I saw a great deal of him at Dover, where he was well liked. We travelled out together and had hoped to get through together. May I, as one of his friends, offer you my most sincere condolence and sympathy in your great loss. The third person I would like to introduce you to is Leslie Farquhar Yeo. He was the brother of my great-grandmother, so that makes him my great-great-uncle. And actually knew my great-grandmother very well. It was a privilege to know somebody quite that old. She was an amazing lady. Leslie signed up to the Staffordshire Regiment, and on the 9th of March 1915, he wrote a letter to my great-grandmother. Sadly, I couldn't find a copy of it, which I was hoping to bring today, but I just remember him saying in the letter, talking of the enemy, he said, "These Huns are very young, but they are good fellows." He died the following morning, 10th of March 1915, aged just 21. And I have a letter written to his mother. "It is with deepest sorrow that I have to tell you of the death of your son, who was killed in action on Wednesday last. He was in my company, and and the men and myself feel his loss terribly, for he was beloved of everyone, and he stuck through the campaign magnificently. He was hit in the stomach by a piece of shrapnel and was removed from the scene of operations immediately, but died on the way to hospital. He was cheerful and wonderfully brave to the end. I unfortunately was too late to see him after he was hit, but he sent me by an orderly his cigarette case with some photos in it and a little pocketbook with 25 francs and some papers in it and a card from you with your address, all of which have been sent off by post to you and should arrive in a day or two. The remainder of his kit will follow later. His grave is in Bethune, and as soon as I can, I will let you know the exact place. I feel there is little more I can tell you." How would it be if we forgot every lesson we were ever taught? I wanted to be a scout when I was young, but I don't know, for some reason I wasn't allowed to be. Maybe there wasn't a suitable group. But looking at you with all your badges, you've learned so much. And I hope that you will remember those lessons that you've learned. I know that I frequently wish I had learned how to tie more and better knots, because frequently mine will come undone. I had to redo my shoelaces this morning as proof of the point. And also really valuable skills like your first aid and all the other things that you learn. Really, really useful, practical skills. Some lessons are obviously less important than others, but choose the important ones. Remember them. The word remember occurs 352 times in the Bible. And if you expand that to other versions of remember, the total comes to more than 550. So we can see that in the Bible, remembering things was really important, just as it is today. And frequently in the Bible, we were asked to remember things, or we are told to remember things, because it shows something of the nature and faithfulness of God, and because it will help us to avoid making the same mistake again. the German politician Otto von Bismarck made a wonderful remark: any fool can learn from his own mistakes. A wise man learns from the mistake of others. And that's what we need to try and remember to do today, is to learn from the mistakes made by people who have gone before us. So I would encourage you all, please, remember Christopher, Morris, and Leslie. Remember all the grandparents, parents, sons, and daughters who still die in conflict today, not just military, civilian as well. And let us learn the lessons of those conflicts. Let us remember the things that those people loved and died for. And let's make sure that we can change the world for better and stop these conflicts. There are pictures of my three relations next door. They are formal pictures which were sent to their parents when they died. And there's a little bit of text underneath. And the text finishes with these words: let those who come after see to it that this name is not forgotten. And I guarantee that every family here will have suffered a loss in conflict somewhere down the years. So remember their names, remember what they died for, and let's learn those lessons for a better future. Amen.